Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm back this week with Bill McKenna. Hey, Bill McKenna.
Hello, Liz Larson.
So it is our New Year's show. It's a New Year's 2024 going into 2025. And we know that everybody is really getting ready to get those New Year's resolutions going. That, you know, people are wanting to look into the new year to change things. And man, the world is changing so rapidly already, don't you think, Bill? And it seems like we can definitely use the momentum of all that's happening, this wave of change. But we also know that some people are going to set goals that are never going to happen. They'll last about, about one day. That's going to create, a lot of irritation and frustration. Actually, I think on average, people last 12 days into the year for setting goals. Like they say something like 97% of people, it's this big number. But you and I, we think about goals differently, and we know and we've seen people really, really do it, but without that frustration and without that willpower, right?
Yeah, it's, goals, at least for myself, in the past seemed an awful lot, that key word, willpower. Mm-hmm. I'm going to will this, to be the case. Every diet that you ever heard of, the active ingredient, willpower.
Yeah.
It is. And that's a really important thing. Actually, with enough willpower, everything will bend, but it's hard to maintain that level of willpower. Some of us just naturally have it, but most people have a limited supply of willpower.
Well, it really should be called will force, not willpower, right? Because there's very little power involved in it most of the time. It's force that doesn't feel sustainable. I mean, we know this from, Dr. David Hawkins' work, Power versus Force, yeah. Right? When you actually get into the power part, where you're above that feeling of angst, of having to push for it, of having to struggle for it, where it just feels like second nature, that's what we call neutrality, then it just happens. So we shared, Leah, our business manager and my daughter, we shared something that she did. She really needed to lose weight. I mean, It was making a mess of her life physically, emotionally, and she just couldn't do it. She would try, but then she would have a flip out, like a blood sugar crash, a crying jag, like her system would go into panic mode. So it didn't matter how much she wanted to do it. It was almost like a rubber band, hold back as far as you can and snapping you right in the ass. Like it would just fall apart. But what she did was she, in the moment of one of those flip outs, remembered that she had cognitive movement and remembered that it was her nervous system pushing back, and did a session feeling how she felt about it, like having the struggle against it. And then what happened next is she started losing weight. She used an elimination diet, which she needed to do for her health, something specific, but she said it became like nothing. It was just the most natural thing on the planet. Fasting came naturally, where before she tried to do fasts and it would have a blood sugar crash and would literally end up on the floor. You know, it was a mess. So, but now she can do it. Why? What changed? Did her physical body change? I would say yes. The thing that changed is the nervous system stopped fighting back. And so I think this is the thing that's so unique to what we do. That's what we find when people set goals. If it's something that you can't achieve easily, your system is literally punching you in the face to keep you from doing that because it's unsafe, right?
Yeah.
And you get it to neutral. You find a way to get your system to stop creating that reaction. And then the thing is like the easiest thing ever.
Isn't that amazing? You know, for everybody out there listening right now, you know, this thing, it probably kind of went in one ear and out the other because it's like, it's really foreign. What Liz is saying is so very foreign because it's not really something that we've ever experienced. The point is that we all are familiar with willpower. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay on the diet. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to whatever. Fill in the blank. I'm going to get A's, whatever. But what Liz is saying in this story is that whole willpower thing goes away and is replaced with, this is just what I do. And it has no resistance associated with it. It's just who I now am. It's kind of like, have you ever cleaned your house and it's like, you know, you're just cleaning the house and it's no big deal, you know, and it's somewhat enjoyable. And then there's other times where it's like, oh my God, you know, I've got to get this done and it's, oh, I hate it. And it's so hard.
Yeah, you'd rather go have a root canal and maybe be tortured with, you know, whips and chains rather than get that little thing done that'll probably take 5 minutes. You know, it's just like the frustration and the aggravation builds up, and you know your logical mind is like, I really should just get that done. But your body does not let you. It's that feeling that builds up. I had a client the other day who really had some serious things happen in her life, some real serious problems and traumas, and then subsequent health issues. And we cleared some of that out and reset her nervous system. And she told me, she said, I don't know what it is, but she said, since I've gotten home, all of these weird little projects around the house, you know, all the things, the filing that you need to do and the cleaning up of this and that. She said, I've been like a whirlwind just going through and getting it all done. And it's been the easiest thing ever. She just couldn't figure it out. And I said, well, it's because your nervous system isn't fighting back. And here's another really big point. She now had the energy to do it. Because before that, her body's energy was being drained by these big, seemingly overwhelming, impossible problems. Now that her nervous system is like, those are okay. They happened to me one time, but I'm not going to put my attention on it anymore. So now the energy goes towards her being the Energizer Bunny, whipping through the house, cleaning everything up. She's like, oh, my house has never been so clean. And she's just loving it.
You know, it's the resistance. Here's an interesting thing that we know that we didn't used to know. And that is that the resistance in our life to filling out the tax form, filling out the application for this, to paying that bill, to pulling those weeds, whatever, we all got our thing. We all got, the light bulb needs to be changed. I'm resisting, whatever. All of these different little things, it's actually resistance within our nervous system, which are so everybody understands what we're talking about. It's your brain and your nervous system, which is one with your brain, eyeballs, brain, spinal cord, and by extension, all of these nerves that go throughout your body are the transmitter of an electrical charge.
Yeah, current.
And there's a little bit of resistance there to that electrical charge running through this way or that way and hitting that part of the brain. There's some sort of resistance. But when this goes away, this resistance, what happens is you have that flow of your electrical energy, the new thoughts, whatever they might be, are so easy. And with that, too, your resistance in life goes away. You just are able to do that thing. Like, well, I love to use the Elon Musk scenario, where that guy, he's got a lot of thoughts. He doesn't have a lot of resistance to figuring stuff out and getting to work. He just doesn't.
It's really, really true. Yeah. It's that thing of you want to do something and you make up a million reasons for why you can't. Like the logical mind is the big enemy, I think, here in these situations. Like, I want to make more money this year. I want to pay off my house. I want to lose weight. I want to get a better job. I want to have a better relationship, right? So you try to logic your way around why those things aren't happening, right? We have a million excuses for it. So then what do? You try to force your logical mind into wanting to do it, or you try to talk therapy your way into figuring out what's holding you back. When the truth is, it's a lot like having a Ferrari and having all of the horsepower rerouted to the door locks. Like all the horsepower is there, all the ability is there for that car to run. Only instead of going to the tires, all those horsepower goes to the door locks, right? Click, 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 click. That car could want to run as much as it does, but it's never going to be able to because the energy is routed to the wrong place. This is how we have to start thinking about this stuff. Is instead of arguing with our logical mind, having a reason, starting to look at, where is all of my horsepower getting rerouted to that is preventing me from having just that ease of doing whatever the heck I want? They're really, you're not locked in a cage, you're not locked in jail and prevented from doing it. I mean, I guess unless you are, you're just really locked in nervous system jail. Where the energy's routed somewhere else. There's a bigger fire for the energy to put out rather than this thing you want to do. And usually the goal is something that would require so much energy of the system that the body's like going to put on the brakes. Like, no, you're not doing that because you don't really have the horsepower to do it. You don't have the energy. You don't have the brain power. We don't have the willpower. Like, what do you mean you're going to restrict calories when we feel like we have an energy deficit anyway? Like, no, We're not doing that. Have to eat more. I know so many people who go on a diet and they end up gaining weight because their system goes into fight or flight, right? And you end up eating more. So if we think about it differently, where is the problem? What is the thing that is stopping us from doing what we want? If we can recognize that it is our nervous system and the way the energy flows, where is the energy going? And if we can know how to reroute that energy, back to the tires, back to the go center, you can literally do anything, all the impossible things. Let's take our first break. And when we come back, we'll share some stories of impossible things that we have seen just in this year by people rerouting their system and then having the freedom to literally move about the planet in any way they want. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, so I'm here with Bill, and we are talking about goal setting and some of the pitfalls we run into. But Bill and I have seen people create impossible things. Let's talk about your mom, Bill. Your mom is 87, which is what she told me last. And there was a point in time when she was heading towards what looked like 87, right?
Yeah, things were very much like everybody's parents out there, that things were kind of on that downward trajectory. Yeah, there was, everything from the posture to life closing down to,
low energy, yeah.
Low energy, getting, upset about stuff, like feeling no way out of, particular situations. We have 12 kids in our family, plus 20, I don't know, whatever, who knows, 30 grandkids and, many, many, a business and all kinds of things. Well, the what appears as unfixable, body things, pains and aches and, digestion and everything.
Well, that natural aging, physical decline, right?
Yeah.
What you think is natural aging, physically decline.
Yeah, and the shutting down of the vision and the peripheral vision, and then falling and what have you. And today, the wonderful thing is that it's like everything has gone in reverse. She gets younger and younger and younger and more beautiful. And everything from her opening up her peripheral vision and her life and redecorating her house, buying a new Tesla, you know, going to parties. She's walking different.
And you tell everybody about the long walks she's been going on. At 87, she started going on these long walks all of a sudden.
No, well, you know, she had problems standing. Like, she's like, I couldn't, if anything more than maybe 7 minutes or so, and she's looking for somewhere to sit down. And mind you, she has an extremely high pain threshold. You know, she's had 12 kids and, you know, a lot of challenges. She knows about pain. Anyway, for her to, we know that if she's saying, I got to sit down, it's serious. Well, anyway, all of that gone, she's now going out for half an hour, hour walks. And here's the kicker. You know, it used to be her mindset was, you know, nobody's coming over to see me. I'm all alone. And the funny thing was, is, you know, I know the family. She maybe had a 3-hour window where she was alone during any given day. And for her perception is like, you know, nobody's here. I don't see anybody. But, you know, people are pulling on her apron constantly, you know. But now she's going out for walks and she's like, oh my gosh, there's a French restaurant. I'm gonna go sit down there and have lunch. And she does it on her own. Never in her life ever would she go out alone. And yeah. Now she does. And she's vibrant and social and enjoying. It's like the world opened up for her.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. And I think the thing to point out here, why we include this in the possible things, is that 87, you normally accept this downward decline mentally, physically, even emotionally. And instead, what's happening with your mom is she's getting better and better and better. People ask her if she's had a facelift or if she's had work done. She's aging in reverse. So what happened with your mom is simply that we found the place that her system was backed up, where the energy was backed up, where it was routed to the wrong place that was creating inflammation and pain. So if you take even one thing away from what we're talking about today, something to know is that stress, period, physical, emotional, mental, doesn't matter what it is, creates inflammation in the body. It's just what it does. When you can eliminate that stress, bring the body out of fight or flight, you bring down the natural inflammation of the body. It's very simple. So her body was experiencing some stress, some physical, some emotional, just natural wear and tear, that when we changed the way her energy system was running, her nervous system, it immediately rebooted. And she got all that energy back. And her body is actually healing itself, you know, rerouting the energy to where she doesn't have the pain. She doesn't have the brain fog. She doesn't have the limited feelings or emotions. She just simply goes. So it definitely qualifies for one of those impossible things, because we just don't in our society see that happening at 87. And yet it's absolutely possible. You had another client who was in her mid 70s who'd had some serious head injuries, brain injuries, right? And was experiencing some of those same, what you would consider age, quote unquote, related limitations.
Well, this one was extraordinary. this person had multiple concussions, and the aging process just, you know, you would think it was an aging situation. You know, life shutting down, no longer driving, nervous, relationships, you know, less less contact with relationships, going out, shaking, inability to walk easily, fear of falling down, the diminishment of cognitive ability and memory and that sort of thing. And anyway, the interesting thing was, is that this particular person really got on a full homework assignment, you know, every day, multiple times a day, doing these cognitive movement exercises, which built back the mental acuity, and was very dedicated to doing those exercises. And today, it was absolutely, I mean, it brought me to tears many times, because it was so beautiful to watch the recovery, you know, becoming that vibrant human that was better than even before the concussions. Their mental acuity came back roaring, and they're driving. They're shopping, driving, going to see friends, laughing, you know, all of the relationships, everything became so vibrant. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
You know what shocked me about her was that she worked with you for about 8 weeks, you know, rerouting her system, her energy system, her nervous system.
I think it was about 3 months.
Was it 3 months? Maybe more like 12 weeks. Okay, still a short period of time. But on her, the last day when she was done with that program, she and her husband left for Vail, I think, to go skiing. Remember? I mean, snow skiing in the late 70s after massive brain injury and massive decline. In just that short period of time, the impossible became possible, and she's back on the slopes. I mean, and seeing her, she is so vibrant looking. You know, she's beautiful. I got to see her with her best friend at an event, and they were like teenagers. They look like glowing, fun, laughing, playing teenagers, having an amazing time of life. So what's the impossible thing again is returning back the clock on natural aging, the way she looks, the way she feels, the way she acts, even her relationship. Like, talk about relationship goals. Like, she and her husband have an amazing relationship even. So this problem that she had before was so devastating. She felt like she was really losing herself, losing her vibrancy. And then it turned around into better than ever. In fact, you know, your mom, there was a little video you said the other day where she said she's happier than she's ever been.
Yeah, she said, this is the best. I sent you a little video.
Yeah.
I caught her in the moment and was able to videotape it, that she was telling a little story about the realization that this is the best my life has ever been right now.
And that is a big deal. At 87, to say, man, things are really great. Like, think about that. If you're out there and you're listening and you're 47. Can you say it? Like, are you actually happy? Are you feeling healthy? Are you strong? Are you achieving the goals you want to do? What Bill may not have mentioned is his mom runs a business to this day. Like, she's still working, doing the thing, you know? You know, at 37, are you happy? Are you living your best life? Here's the other thing. Are you really who you came to the planet to be in the moment? Are you feeling like you're who you really are authentically every day? Most of us have to say no, because who we are feels like an accumulation of the events of our life, and not the good ones, mostly not the good ones. And they're stressful things and painful things. And You know, we are trained, I think, to focus on them. And the truth is they create inflammation. They just across the board create inflammation, which creates pain and illness and brain fog and decline of every kind and does not propel you into the stratosphere of loving your life. So there's a singular answer that we know of that really helps get the body back into the state of healing itself, thriving. And that happy feeling comes with it. And that is getting the nervous system to downregulate out of fight or flight. That's it. It's very, very simple, even though the benefits are so extraordinary. So let's talk about some other things, some other people. We shared with you a client this that we have who has cerebral palsy, was born with cerebral palsy and is blind and couldn't really walk. She walked on her tiptoes like you might see a baby giraffe. And instead of walking, she was actively falling most of the time. So she would play bumper cars with the walls, you know, and had to hang on to someone. And the belief was that she would have to have surgeries. She would never really walk normally, that this is a condition she was born with, and you know, that it was not recoverable. And the truth is, I took one look at her and thought, what else, what do we not know? What do we not know here? What are we not seeing? What's not readily available, but it's probably possible for her. And in about 20 minutes, we had her feet flat on the floor, and she could stand stably. And today she walks relatively normally with, because she's still blind, she uses a walking stick and she uses some support, but she can walk and not be actively falling. She could stand for hours if she wanted to now. She takes acting class and I've seen her on the stage delivering her lines with no support. That should not have been possible. But we think about things differently. We knew something differently. Oh, this is the Ferrari situation. There's a Ferrari here with all of its power relegated to the door locks. What do we do? What do we do to get her body to her nervous system to simply function a bit differently? How do we get her body out of stress is the question. And that's what we did. And now, you know, she just moved into an apartment. She's going to school. She's taking acting class. She's really having the life that she never thought she could have.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So what Liz did there, like she said, is she caused a relaxation
in
response. So there are neurologically things that Liz did for her that caused her calves and her thighs and her lower back to relax. And her feet to relax, which enabled her to sit, you know, flat on her feet, along with building her mental acuity back and her athletic performance.
Yeah, that's what it really is athletic performance. Yeah.
She built mental acuity, caused relaxation, and built that athletic or physical performance. And it's something that's available to really anyone. And as Liz says, it was quite simply just the signal. She's rerouting the signal so that it causes that relaxation. And this has so many things to do with our health. You know, all of us, I think, can relate to this. You know, have you ever found that you had digestion problems? You had migraines? You had, canker sores or whatever? And it just so happens that you were stressed out. That coincided with a breakup, getting fired, a financial thing, somebody else's health near you, getting diagnosed with something, you know, like it threatens their life. And the stress in you causes these other kind of adverse conditions for you. Imagine you weren't in that stress. Would you have the digestion? Would you have the headache? So on and so forth. The ability to process the events of life helps to keep you healthy. It is, it's also something that there was this famous study at Harvard regarding happiness. And they said that happy people have one thing in common, that they have the ability to process the events of life. So this, you know, like, oh, well, gosh, I do, and I want to be strong. Well, what Liz is proposing here, and all these stories have in common, is that the people are utilizing other parts of their brain, other parts of their nervous system. Going back to Elon Musk, things that happened to Elon, you know, for anybody else would be like, the end of the earth, the Security Exchange Commission's coming after me. Oh, you know, I don't have enough money for my, you know, my entire project's going to collapse or whatever. You know, all of these things, but he has the ability to process them. He's utilizing more of his brain. And the beautiful thing about this is we now know a way that you can too. And it's very, very simple. Once you know these exercises, anybody can do it. Now, obviously Elon Musk is crazy, but go ahead. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break and hear from the good folks at good folks at UK Health Radio. And then we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Elon Musk and also tell a few more stories about things that have changed for people that are so unexpected just by knowing these tools that you're talking about, Bill. So UK Health, take it away. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. You were saying that Elon Musk is crazy.
What I meant was, he's not crazy. I said, the things he's going through are crazy.
Oh, it's true.
Crazy amounts of stress that it would put you under, and taking on projects that anybody else would not. However, what we're talking about, the principles, for ordinary humans can have substantial effects. Last week, we had on Sandy from the UK, and she's a therapist who worked with Age UK. That's the big association in the UK that deals with aging. And she did a six-week study doing cognitive movement for, I think, 30 minutes per week for 6 weeks, and every matrix of their well-being, their sleep, their focus, their balance, their mental acuity, all of these things across the board, they measured all of them, and all of them had significant improvements. There were some more than others, but the majority had extraordinary improvement. Anyway, that whole study You can see on that previous episode. But my point is that you don't have to be somebody like Elon. It's just the quality of your life.
You know, and why is he the way he is? You know, nobody knows for sure, but, you know, he's had enough trauma in his life. He's had family drama and trauma. He has things happen all the time. But for some reason, his system doesn't get focused on them. His system allows his energy to be relegated to ideas, motivation, and, you know, he gets moving and gets stuff done. You know, no matter what you feel about his politics, he gets things done. So this is what, you know, most of us mortals want in our lives. We want to be able to do the things we want to do, accomplish the things we want to accomplish, and feel good doing it. And it really all has to do with how your system relegates energy, how it decides where the energy goes. And this is based on the idea of threat assessment, fight or flight. Now, some people's systems are sensitive in that even the most minor infraction, emotional problem will take them down. They'll become ill. They'll become, you know, frustrated or angry or sad, or, you know, their emotions will take over. And so their system just happens to be hyper vigilant, right? Other people, you know, problems fade, you know, roll off their back, and they don't seem to have any issues, except for that there'll be a health issue that will sneak up in the background. So for them, they appear that it's not bothering them, but their system is still in threat assessment mode and sending energy to whatever that problem is. The people that are within Cogna Movement, the miracles that we've seen are simply because they've learned how to assess what's going on in their system through, what does it feel like? What am I experiencing in the moment? And then knowing how to either change for themselves or get help changing the way their system is utilizing the overall energy of the body. And so once you know that, you look at it differently. What's going on in my life today that isn't the way I want it? And you figure out where the system is sending the energy. You're gonna know, because you're gonna feel it. Oh, I'm constantly thinking about this problem that I had, or I'm always in the past trying to heal my family trauma, or I'm afraid of this thing that's happening in the future, right? And I know that because my body hurts, or I'm starting to form this illness or that illness or this, you know, mental issue. Once you recognize it, you can literally stop it, like, oh, okay, body, I see what you're doing. Let's move the energy over here. Let's actually eliminate whatever that blockage is that's helping me not move well or making me feel bad or make me think negative thoughts. Let's move that in a way that the body goes to neutral, meaning, oh, I'm not focused on that anymore. And then it allows the energy to just flow back to the body. So we've had little things, like one of our practitioners in training, he is a musician, right? He's a singer. And so recently he was working with Bill, and he had a particular goal, right, Bill? What was it? Tell everybody.
Well, you know, this is kind of an incredible story. This person had 30 years of professional singing / voice building, you know, had studied with the great voice coaches of our day, you know, no expense spared in hiring the best, and for 30 years had been working on this, you know. It was very important to him for the past 30 years. Well, I had actually never worked on anyone before with the explicit purpose of building their singing voice. But it was so important to this person that we ended up doing a session where I had him do his singing exercises. And when we were doing those, we found the particular eye position that was an issue. Now, for those of you who are listening and don't know this about cognitive movement, we know from Stanford, Dr. Andrew Huberman, he is a neurological ophthalmologist researcher out of Stanford, and he had said that your eyeballs, your brain, and your spinal cord are literally one system. That's one system that's not separated. It is one system. And that means that your eyeballs are the only part that's visible of this nervous system, physically visible. You can see it, the eyes and the way the eyes move. Well, the glitch, if you will, the disturbance within the eyes in a particular position, we were able to resolve that. It was actually multiple different positions, and there's certain exercises that we do with cognitive movement where we resolved the issues. And as he was doing the exercises, and different notes had different places within the visual spectrum that were issues. And as these things resolved, I could actually hear them. You know, like there were positions where the voice would go grovelly and gurgly, and then it would go, oh, you know, so it was really neat to see. Point is after the exercise, he hit three notes higher. Never before in the history of 30 years had he been able to even get one note higher, much less three notes higher, and the other notes were resonant and clear and much better.
Well, what I can tell you about this as a former singer myself, that as you age, your vocal tone gets worse and worse. And so as you age, you really don't hit higher notes. You really don't. Mostly you have to bring everything way down to a lower range so you can hit it. It's just a natural part of vocal aging. So this sounds like nothing really, you know, oh, we hit a couple of notes, but it is extraordinary, an extraordinary thing, an impossible thing that shouldn't be able to happen. But what Bill is describing is simply finding a neural pattern, you know, eyes access one end of the pattern, the brain, that allowed his vocal cords to relax enough and also at the same time regain their tone, which is, it's unbelievable. It is extraordinary in the vocal world. So huge. And I'm sure for him, what a wonderful thing to be able to hit those notes. For a singer to be able to reach notes that they hadn't been able to before is a really, really beautiful thing. So, all right, you guys, our episode has come to an end. We've reached the time limit here. But what Bill and I really hoped that we've done for you is given you some examples of things that seem absolutely impossible because of age and other circumstances that have become possible simply by understanding how to change the way your energy is being utilized by your nervous system. And what we want you to know is that each of you can do it. You absolutely can do it. You simply just have to learn the tools, the skills to train your own nervous system into the alignment that you choose. And I use the word train loosely because it isn't really, you know, having to do it over and over again, the same thing, but it is clearing the nervous system, rerouting, and then finding the next thing that needs cleared and rerouted. You know, it's like a rewiring job. Sometimes in the first pass, you get so much done that everything changes. And other times it's little increments at a time, but every time you do it, you make improvement. So the place to start is a thing called CogniMovement Essentials. If you go to cognomovement.com, you can get started immediately today. And you can do it. This year is the year that you can do the impossible. All right, Bill McKenna, thanks so much for being here and all the stories you shared. We will see everybody again next week. Until then, be safe and be well, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work